This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and WisCountry 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The city of Wisconsin Rapids is one step closer to having a contract for animal control after the Finance and Property Committee meeting last night. The committee, consisting of Chairperson Jake Catanaugh and members Patrick Delaney and Jeff Penscover, went into closed session to discuss the contract. Back in open session, Southwood County Humane Society Board President Tim Kritz spoke to the committee before they voted.
A lot of the objections I've heard and things are about the strays that come to the shelter. So I don't know if you're aware, but that is the small number of what we deal with for animal control.
Kritz shared that over two-thirds of the animals they deal with are taken care of on the streets. They don't take the animals to the shelter if they don't need to be there.
My only suggestion for the committee tonight, I firmly believe the vast majority of Wisconsin Rapids residents want a contract with us, your constituents, the ones that voted you in. So I know there's personal opinions, views, whatever. I'm asking just set them aside, vote for this, and let's work this out throughout the year. The citizens want it.
Jake Catanaugh made the motion to approve the contract with SWCHS, and Jeff Penscover made a second. The motion was put to a vote. It passed 2-1 with Patrick Delaney voting no. The next item on the agenda was discussing alternative plans for animal control if the full council does not approve the contract with SWCHS. Catanaugh asked if anyone would like to speak to alternative plans. No one spoke up.
I'll call again. Last time, anybody like to speak? Okay, we will dispose of item 5 then. Item 6 is adjournment.
The next full council meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, December 17th. Crashing temperatures take aim today. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot with tips on how to handle this cold front.
Dangerous wind chills are creeping into the state tonight. Prepare to keep warm. Dress in layers to avoid sweating in these conditions. That can lead to hypothermia rapidly. And always cover exposed skin, as frostbite can occur within 30 minutes when it's this cold outside. Winds are expected to gain speed and gust up to 40 miles per hour, dragging in an Arctic air mass, plummeting temperatures that will bottom out sub-zero. And paired with those winds, it'll really be feeling closer to 20 below.
The Donald Trump allies involved in a scheme to overturn the 2020 election results in Wisconsin could face decades behind bars. Savannah Tolmay Olson reports on the new developments in the fake elector case.
The scheme involved Trump campaign staff and allies. Jim Troupas, a lawyer representing the Trump campaign in Wisconsin, Trump campaign advisor Kenneth Cheesebro, and former White House aide Michael Roman. The State Department of Justice says they had 10 Republican electors sign fake documents saying Trump won Wisconsin when Biden had 20,000 more votes. Prosecutors say they planned to give this fake paperwork to Congress so Trump would get Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes. In July, the three were charged with one count each of felony forgery. Well, now the prosecutors have tacked on more charges, an additional count for each of the signatures on the fake document. That means Troupas, Cheesebro, and Roman each now face 11 felony counts of forgery. Each of those counts could carry up to 6 years in prison and parole and up to $10,000 in fines. Tomorrow is their first day in court.
You can mark your calendars for a Santa's workshop at Nakusa Library. It's Monday, December 16th, from 3 to 5 p.m. The temperatures have been cold enough for ski hills in the state to start opening trails. Brittany Merlot has more.
Granite Peak in Wausau is open, kicking off its 87th season of skiing and riding Rib Mountain State Park. The last 2 weeks, it's been all hands on deck, making snow and properly grooming the trails. As of right now, 50 acres are open with 13 trails, 2 terrain parks, and 3 chairlifts running. They're open Monday through Thursday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. with the Comet chairlift. And snowmaking starts back up today as they try to expand their terrain to the areas east of the Blitzen Chair. And on the weekends, they're open from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. with the season running through the first week of April.
Wisconsin could soon be another step closer to authorizing a sandhill crane hunting season. Joanne Krulatz has the story.
The Legislative Study Committee on Sandhill Cranes is scheduled to vote on three draft bills, two of which would authorize sandhill crane hunting in the state to help protect farms from crop damage. Because there is no hunting season for the birds, Wisconsin farmers are unable to receive compensation for lost crops. Agriculture officials say sandhill cranes caused nearly $2 million in estimated crop damage in 2023.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced the state's outdoor recreation industry had another record-setting year. According to a press release, outdoor recreation in Wisconsin contributed over $11 billion to the state economy, a nearly 10% jump from its contribution in 2023. Multi-use apparel and accessories and motorcycling and ATVing led to the growth, with each category generating over $1 billion of economic impact. Boating and fishing generated the third most impact at $928 million. The Portage County Sheriff's Office encourages people to stay out of the sub-zero weather. Stay indoors if possible. Be sure your home emergency kit is stocked, as well as one for your car. Avoid carbon monoxide poisoning. Never heat your home with a gas stovetop or oven. If you must be outside in sub-zero weather, be sure you know the signs and symptoms of hypothermia. These include shivering, exhaustion, confusion, and slurred speech. Symptoms can look similar to intoxication. Call 911 if someone is exposed to cold temperatures and you see these symptoms. If you're in need of a warming site, you can call United Way's 211 for locations. With cold temperatures expected this week, Lisa Hale has information on how to prepare.
A winter weather preparedness kit doesn't have to be extensive, but Brown County Emergency Management Director Daniel Kane says everyone should have one in your home and one in your car.
I always tell people these kits can be built to your own specific needs, your own specific requirements, your own specific fiscal situation, right?
Kane says your kit should include food, water, warm blankets, and a change of clothes for every person in your home.
A man who police say faked his own death and then fled to Europe is now in custody. That's according to Vine, an online victim notification network. 45-year-old Ryan Borgwart was booked into the Green Lake County Jail just before 5 p.m. on Tuesday. Borgwart was reported missing in August after a kayaking trip on Green Lake, prompting local, state, and federal officials to spend months looking for a man they thought had drowned. In November, police announced they thought Borgwart faked his own death to be with a woman in Uzbekistan. Borgwart later made a video proving he was alive and well. Meanwhile, the Green Lake County Sheriff's Office announced a news conference today. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks are headed to Vegas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Magic 114-109 to return to the NBA Cup semifinals in Las Vegas. Giannis led with 37 points in a game that went back and forth with the Magic. Doc Rivers.
Listen, I thought both teams, I think we're known now over the last 12 games as a defensive team. And yet at halftime, we were shooting 58% and they were shooting 57%. And I told our guys, I said, the first team that plays defense goes to Vegas. Bottom line.
College basketball. The Badgers lost last night on the road to Illinois. The final 86-80. Number 20th ranked Wisconsin has suddenly lost their last three in a row. At the baseball meetings in Dallas, Brewers GM Matt Arnold named Executive of the Year. And he gave credit to the Brewers National League Manager of the Year, Pat Murphy.
Yeah, it starts with Pat. I think it starts with our ownership group, all the coaches around. I mean, our players, certainly. I mean, our front office guys. I'm surrounded by incredible people. And really, when you get these kind of awards, it really is a team award.
That's Brewers GM Matt Arnold. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Aaron Rodgers' ex-girlfriend, actress Shailene Woodley, says she hasn't spoke much about her breakup with Rodgers because it makes her cry. The 33-year-old actress told Yahoo Entertainment she stayed with Rodgers because she was depressed and a very empathetic person. She called her relationship with the Jets quarterback toxic. If she ever meets former Jets coach Robert Saleh, sparks will fly. Influencer Brecky Hill is finally addressing the rumors that she is the reason for Barry Keoghan and Sabrina Carpenter's breakup. The 21-year-old OnlyFans star, Brecky, if that is her real name, really released a TikTok video to say she's never even met or encountered Keoghan. If you're trying to procrastinate at work, you can check out said TikTok video, where at about 2 minutes into it, you'll wonder if you are actually losing IQ points, and will come to the conclusion that she is definitely sleeping with Barry Keoghan. Incredibly underrated actress Linda Cardellini has agreed to join the cast of HBO's DTF St. Louis. The three-time Emmy-nominated Cardellini joins series regulars Jason Bateman and David Harbour. According to Variety, DTF St. Louis is a dark comedy and will broadcast 7 episodes. The show tells the story of a midlife crisis love triangle where one character ends up dead. Cardellini has been cast in the role of Carol. Harbour and Bateman are also executive producers. The show is currently in pre-production. Jamie Foxx has finally revealed during a stand-up comedy special what his illness was a couple years ago. The comedian who told the crowd how happy he was to be back also revealed what he was suffering from, a brain bleed. Foxx went into surgery and says he woke up 20 days later with no idea of what happened. If you want to hear more about Foxx's ordeal, check out his comedy special, which is currently streaming on Netflix. Home Alone is at the top of many people's viewing list every holiday season. According to an Instagram poll conducted by the website Pubity, Home Alone was voted the greatest Christmas movie of all time. The film garnered 446,000 votes to take first place ahead of The Nightmare Before Christmas, which came in second. If you want to be entertained, read the comments on the Instagram poll where people argue about Christmas movies, and not exactly with holiday cheer. Other runner-ups included The Santa Claus, Christmas Vacation, Elf, and It's a Wonderful Life. You want to talk about range as an actor? Who could play Bruce Springsteen, a wrestler in Iron Claw, and the son of Jabba the Hutt? The answer is Jeremy Allen White. White has just signed on to play Jabba the Hutt's son in The Mandalorian and Grogu. Variety reports that White will provide the voice for the role and that this is the Emmy-winning actor's first role in a major movie franchise. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Light snow this morning, then windy and cold with falling temperatures this afternoon. We're going to drop well into the single digits by later today with a wind chill that's well below zero. Tonight, windy, partly cloudy, in the single digits below zero. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high near 8 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.